The chair recognizes the gentleman from Maryland, Mr. Sarbanes, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today, as I do each year, on the anniversary of Turkey's unlawful invasion of Cyprus, to again call upon Turkish authorities to end the 37-year military occupation of this island nation. The tragic history of the occupation is well documented. Sadly, with each passing year, still more indignities are visited upon the Cypriot people. On Christmas morning 2010, a large number of Orthodox Christians made their way to the St. Synesios Church. During the prayer service, the Turkish occupation authorities barged into the church, drove out the worshipers, and sealed the doors of the building. This was an assault on religious freedom. A few months ago, on May 2nd, Turkish occupation authorities demolished the 200-year-old chapel of St. Thecla, located in the village of Vokolida. This, too, was an assault on religious freedom. These are among countless examples of the systematic repression and destruction of the Orthodox Christian faith that is carried on by Turkish authorities on the island. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, the body that is tasked by this Congress on the state of religious freedom throughout the world in terms of advising us on that situation, reports that gross violations of religious freedom occur in the areas under the control of the Turkish occupation authorities. Turkey's foreign minister, the Honorable Ahmet Davutoglu, has proclaimed that Turkey's foreign policy is rooted in the doctrine of, quote, zero problems with its neighbors, unquote. Unfortunately, the fruits of this doctrine appear to be wholly absent in Turkey's relations with the Republic of Cyprus. Under the auspices of the United Nations, Turkey agreed as a confidence-building measure in 1979 to withdraw and hand over the uninhabited city of Famagusta to its rightful inhabitants. Despite the annual calls of the United Nations for Turkey and the Turkish occupation authorities to honor this agreement, Famagusta remains a ghost town. The international community continually demands the withdrawal of the overwhelming Turkish military presence on Cyprus. However, the Turkish occupation authorities have not even considered a reduction of military troops. As a candidate country seeking accession to the European Union, Turkey has been advised to open its air and sea ports to the Republic of Cyprus as a condition for the further negotiation of the accession chapters. Turkey, nonetheless, refuses to open its ports to Cypriot-flagged vessels. Cyprus will hold the presidency of the European Union in the second half of 2012. Rather than seize the opportunity to put its, quote, zero problems doctrine into effect, Foreign Minister Davutoglu just the other day threatened the European Union that Turkey will freeze relations with that body when the Republic of Cyprus holds its presidency. Mr. Speaker, this is not the conduct of a country serious about joining the family of democratic nations. The United States, the European Union, and the United Nations all call for a just and lasting settlement that reunifies Cyprus as a bizonal, bicommunal federation. After 37 years of broken promises, it is high time that this chamber demand that Turkey conduct itself in accordance with the standards and values expected of a democracy, a member of NATO, and a candidate country of the European Union. I yield back my time.